For step 6, we are going to substitute the variables into our equation and solve. So you can see on the slide here that I've gone through the calculations, and we're coming up with a final displacement value of 260 meters. When solving problems like this, kinematics problems, the best thing to do for accuracy is to carry extra decimal places and significant digits through your calculation until your final answer. Once you've determined your final answer, then go and round off to the appropriate number of significant digits. So in this case, our variable with the fewest significant digits has three significant digits. Therefore, our final answer should only have three significant digits. So when we go through the whole calculation, we come up with a displacement value of 260.475 meters. But since our final answer should only have three significant digits, we're going to end up rounding off our final answer to a displacement of 260 meters. Another thing to consider for this problem, displacement is a vector, so it means it must have some directionality to it. Since the direction was not explicitly stated in this problem, we can assign a direction to it. So since we're dealing with a car, we could simply say the car is moving east or west, or forward or backward. For motion on land, if the direction isn't stated, we should say that the direction is either forwards or backwards. And since we have a positive displacement here, we'll say that the car was moving in the forward direction. So our final answer, which we'll summarize in the next step, will have a value of 260 meters forward.